Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, November the 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2025, I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I don't know why I'm feeling kind of like I'm being gentle and quiet, like maybe I don't want to be too harsh waking you up in a holiday week. And I know a lot of you, it's a work day. Some of you maybe got the week off. I know a lot of students are so happy to be home for Thanksgiving. And speaking of that, I got some great submissions from our video contest, I guess you'd call it, last week. Remember, I made the challenge, I guess it was on Saturday, for any kids who wanted to jump in to send me the 7 I Am statements in a little video, and I'd give a set of our Sermon on the Mount flashcards to the first 10. So, and if you still want to jump in on this, please do. I'll see if I can put a link in the PS today that invites you to, tells you how to do that. We're trying to learn those 7 I Am statements, and you can reach back to the link from Saturday, and I wrote them all down, and anyway, there's that. Well, let's begin this Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, right here even in Thanksgiving week. And didn't we have a great time last week together on our Taco Tuesday lunch? And that was so fun, and it was just a blessing to see so many of you and several of our sowers sharing like they did, and people from the farm team and the seed team. And I don't know, guys. We got a good thing going here, and I'm happy to be part of it with you. But it's Tuesday again, Thanksgiving week. It's a good day for consecration. Deep breath. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're finishing the race this week, gang. The Gospels, 89 chapters in 89 days. We're finishing it. And today is John chapter 18. That means we got 4 more chapters to go, up to 21. Today's entry is entitled, "The Right Side of History is the Side of Truth." The truth. Our text, John chapter 18, whole chapter. Focus verses today, verses 36 to 38. Hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this world." Then Pilate said to him, "So, you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I grew up thinking Barabbas was a bad guy. You remember Barabbas, as in release Barabbas? You know the story, they set one free as a gift at Passover. But I always grew up thinking he was a bad guy, you know, just another garden variety criminal. I thought the people hated Jesus so much they would rather let a convicted murderer go free than save him. It turns out Barabbas was more of a freedom fighter type, an insurrectionist, a hero who had taken one for the team. The people loved Barabbas. He was probably something of a minor celebrity among them. He would make an excellent Passover gift. And isn't it interesting how the Roman governor had a custom of observing the Jewish Passover by releasing one of their prisoners? It's kind of like Pilate was the agent of the Passover, pardoning a criminal in celebration. It's all such a joke. Did Pilate have any idea what the Passover meant? Did he know it was the downfall of Pharaoh? He couldn't have cared less. The Jews were nothing to Pilate and less than nothing to Caesar. Releasing Barabbas was like throwing them a bone to get them out of his hair. Meanwhile, back at the palace, Pontius Pilate, mid-level political appointee that he was, engaged in what must have seemed like yet another of the most inconsequential conversations of his career. Little did he know, this interaction with another convicted criminal would ultimately make him more famous than Caesar. Pilate patronized him. "So, you are a king?" Listen to what Jesus said to him. "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" My translation of Pilate's retort, "Whatever." Isn't that always the world's posture toward the truth? Whatever. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. I'm looking in my Bible right now. Jesus says, I love how, I'm looking at my NIV, okay? We went with the ESV. You've seen it throughout this series, and kind of frustrates me. We're trying to stay within the rights of copyright laws, and I get it. Can't go with all NIV. NIV is my favorite, okay? But what Jesus says, and how NIV translates it, he says, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Right? Everybody's so worried about being on the right side of history. We need to be concerned about being on the right side of truth, the side of truth. Truth, when it comes to the world, truth is a side. Truth has a side. And you know, I often say here, well, I'm not even going to go there today, but you get my point. And this is what I want to say. The right side of history is the side of the truth. And do you know who the truth is? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, who not only teaches us the truth, but who is himself the truth. Grant us the humility to love the truth and the courage to stand by his side, no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Truth is a person, and he wants to become you. You can be the truth. Our journal prompts today: how would we know we were on the side of truth? And how do you respond to the question, what is truth? Is it possible to be on the right side of history without being on the right side of truth? I don't think it is. Many in the world would disagree with me. Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing at Seedbed. We're sowing the truth. We're sowing the Word of God. We're sowing the goodness and the grace and the love and the power of Jesus Christ. We're doing it together. And we're doing our best. We're not arrogant about it. We're not high-handed about it. We're not triumphant about it. We want to be humble about it. The truth is humble. So, something I want to tell you about before we sing today. We're starting a new thing on our Wake Up Call YouTube channel. It'll also be on the podcast channels for the Wake Up Call. We call them Conversations. And it's me. It'll be other people than me at times. But we're just inviting a good friend of ours, different points, to sit down and just have a conversation together. This time, the first one we're doing is with our friend Andrew Forrest, who's pastor of Asbury Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good friend of ours. We've known him about 10 years. He's spoken at New Room conferences back in the early days. And then again this past year, we've released a book we published with Andrew just now. It's called Love Goes First: Reaching Others in an Age of Anxiety and Division. Now, if ever we've published a book on time, this was it. And I put a link in our PS today to the book. You can get it anywhere you get books. We'd love you to get it from Seedbed. But if you want to learn more about it, I put a link to our, it's on the Wake Up Call channel. You can find it's called Conversations, and Love Goes First, Andrew Forrest. And this is our very first one. There'll be more to come, but I'd love for you to check it out. You'll be edified and encouraged. This book is rich, and it is right on time. Love goes first. That's the truth. We love because he first loved us. All right, gang, it's time to sing. And good news, Dad's with me this week. We'll sing several times together, and I'll hand it over to us here. All right, everybody. Aren't we glad that we've got David Walt, the farmer? He is now, how old are you now?
Oh, gosh.
You just turned it the other day. 85. You just turned 85. Everybody, 80. Thanks for all the birthday wishes you sent to Dad. He was blessed to see
that
you.
That was mighty nice of y'all. It was just a great, it seemed like a pretty important day for me, and it was.
Now, today, of course, in our Gospels, we're down into the last week, and Jesus, Pilate asked Jesus the question. He said, what is truth? What is truth, Dad?
What is truth?
What is truth?
Truth is telling what you believe. Exactly what you believe, and nothing less and nothing more.
That's why they say, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth?
And nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
So help you God.
So help you God.
And that's what we try to do.
And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth
and the light.
And so we're going to sing a great hymn today. Let's call it in. What is it?
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
What's the number?
283.
It's also known as the great battle hymn of the Republic.
Amen.
And so we're going to sing all four verses and the grand chorus each time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening airs and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His train is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Third verse. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Last verse. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. All you got. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
All right.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one.
That is one of the classic hymns.
That'll bring them out of the closet.
Well, everybody, we're in Thanksgiving week, and we're thankful for you, aren't we, Dad?
Amen. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. We just don't thank you enough.
And we're going to sing tomorrow and Thursday. We're going to sing on Thanksgiving and on Friday. And
We're going to bring it to you.
All the way.
Amen.
So we'll just push pause today because this is a good day to be out sowing for a great awakening. It's Tuesday. You know what? It's Taco Tuesday, so we got to find some tacos somewhere today, Dad.
Amen.
And, yeah, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you on the field.
Amen.